Welcome to Inside Out. Without prejudice or boundaries, this space is for raw and vulnerable conversations surrounding health, mental well-being, relationships, parenthood, and so much more. Our goal is to deliver a conversation that will educate and empower you through shared experiences told by inspiring and relatable guests. My name is Chris. I'm a wife, mum, and stepmom who is on a personal journey that cultivates a life of alignment and intention. I hope these conversations encourage you to do the same. Let's dive deep into today's episode. Hello guys, welcome back to Inside Out. I'm absolutely rapt that you are here today. I hope everyone has had a really nice week. Sorry the episode's a little bit late this week. I have been battling, first of all, four kids at home last week with two out of four homeschooling. And as you guys know, I have two babies, so that was a bit crippling to say the least. And then over the weekend, Jesse has developed croup. So the kids are home from daycare today, and they were home from daycare all week last week as well. We've had COVID tests, you know, all the things are going on in this house. And I have not had the ability to give myself the space and time to edit all the episodes that I know that you're going to love that are coming really soon. So I promise they'll be here. Please bear with me. But I felt called to share a conversation that I had with a girlfriend about a week ago. I just got me thinking this morning about some things that have been going on online in the space. And I was like, you know what? I think I need to just share this with my audience. So that's why I'm showing up today to share all these things. Now, as I just said, I just wanted to structure this episode a little bit differently this week and just make it more of a powwow with a Q&A at the end. But yeah, I was sharing with my girlfriend, hello Bonnie, if you're listening, that I've been really tapped out on social media lately. I discontinued my contractual agreements with a few brands that I was working with for both paid sponsorships and unpaid gifted products. The exchange in energy and my time just far outweighed the advantage of having free products in my hands. And you know what? If I genuinely love a product, I have no problem paying for it. I think, and then sharing it to my social media. Like I love supporting small businesses, and I love supporting Australian brands, and I love supporting, you know, products that genuinely make a difference. So I'm always going to support those people regardless if it was gifted or paid. And I just think that I need to remove that from my personal brand and what my goal is here. And my goal is to provide, not influencer type content. Anyway, and I think a lot of people discover this when they begin creating a personal brand. And I just felt like I sort of started to attract some people that weren't really interested in the deep, meaningful conversations that I'm having here on the podcast. And they were somewhat fluffy followers on Instagram or Facebook, just clicking follow and not really caring about what I'm here for. When I would show up online, I then was falling into this serious imposter syndrome and self-doubt and limiting beliefs. And I just started thinking I was not good enough for this space. How am I ever going to grow? How do I get people to listen to my podcast? Because Instagram, you know, the algorithm's killing everyone at the moment. And if you're not showing up in a sense that is almost dramatic and causing a ripple effect in the Instagram world and having conversations that cause debate and talking about things that, you know, some people do find hard. That's not me. I'm not someone that wants conflict. I'm not sitting here going, I'm going to pick a fight with someone so that, you know, I get clicks. I'm just not about that. And it just started making me feel really overwhelmed and like I don't want to be in that space anymore. And the thing with that is, you know, you can have 100 good things and then one bad thing and it makes you just over the edge almost. So yeah, I decided that I was going to withdraw or discontinue all of my contractual agreements, paid and unpaid, and that has been like a weight off my shoulders. This isn't why I started the podcast, for financial benefit, not one bit whatsoever. And I really need to honor that and come back to empowering my decision with that. A couple of things that I wanted to share with you, which I did discuss with my girlfriend on that phone call, and she was like, you need to share this with people, like people need to hear this, so that's why I'm sharing it. Thank you, Bon. A couple of things. Firstly, I want this podcast to be an encyclopedia for women. So for you to have a problem and come here and find support in your journey, whether that be emotional, physical, or spiritual well-being, this space for me is about bringing light to conversations that I have with the quality women in my own life, but publicly, like we all go to a restaurant, I'm in a big group of girlfriends, and we all just sit around with fluffy chit-chat, never diving into what deems too confronting or too hard to talk about, and I'm not here for those conversations. That's not the topics that I want to discuss with people. I want to show up authentically. I want to show up in real life authentically with these conversations, you know, being had. I don't care about the weather. I don't care about things that don't make, I don't care about things that aren't nourishing, mentally, physically, all of that. So anyway, and I don't know where this podcast is going to take me. I'm passionate about a lot of things. Fast food that's healthy, moving your body for joy, community, connection, honest tales of motherhood, and the hard questions, you know, surrounding sex, relationships, women's health, all the things. But the why for me is the one woman that this resonates with, the one woman that messages and says, thank fuck for that episode. It was like the universe forced me to hear that. The one woman that tells me she feels less alone listening to these stories. That's my why. I wanted to give you a little depth behind why you might not see me showing up as much online in terms of Instagram. I have created so many beautiful connections, and I do feel so honored to have the opportunity to speak at the scale that I do for so many women and support in ways I didn't know that I physically ever could. But sometimes we need to take a step back to protect our energy and protect our heart in order for our future selves to give more energy to the things that we love. Anyway, I will still be here doing my best to empower, educate, and encourage you through thought-provoking conversations with inspiring guests from all walks of life. So I hope you stick around. If you haven't already, make sure that you hit subscribe, because the next 4 weeks, assuming my baby's health is totally a-okay, I will have some incredibly motivating and inspiring episodes to share with you. These episodes have brought me nothing but fucking light in my life. I am really excited about the next few weeks and the episodes that I'm sharing. So please stay tuned. Now, to get to the second half of this episode, I put out a question box on Instagram last week, and I've pulled about 10 questions out of these from you guys, which I'm really excited to answer. I'll do my best to be as honest as I can with these. However, please note that I am not a professional in these fields, and for some of your questions, and I would encourage you to seek further support if you do feel like you need some more guidance on these. Now, also, I just want to add before we close out this first bit, your support is everything. You sharing these episodes that you enjoy to your Instagram stories or leaving a review on the Apple Podcast app is how you can support me to support more women. It seriously lights up my whole world when I see you do that. And I know that this is going to grow and reach more people that need to hear conversations just like this with your support. So if you do have the time today, I would really appreciate it if there is an episode that you remember that you've listened to and you're like, yes, this made waves in my life. I implemented these changes into my world. I would really appreciate it if you shared it with a loved one, or even just to your Instagram stories. I know that I try to share other people's podcasts as well, so that you guys can always feel inspiration. If not from me, then the people that I'm inspired by. So I know it only takes about a minute to do. If you have the time, I would really, really appreciate it. All right, let's dive into these questions. Oof, okay, number one, getting straight into the good stuff. How do you go with finding time for intimacy? I'm struggling. Great question, and probably the bane of my relationship. No, I feel like I need to answer this with my husband, but we are so busy. And I mean, like, we have 4 kids between us. We have his girls week on, week off. So we do get a little bit of a lull when they're not here, but we have 2 very busy full-on toddlers. We have 2 businesses excluding this podcast and what I'm doing right now for myself. House by 7 o'clock in the morning, like he'll have an 8 o'clock meeting, and then sometimes he won't be home until after 6, sometimes close to 7, depending if he's training in the afternoons. Like, there is so much on our plate. And that's just on the off weeks when we don't have the girls. When we do have the girls, we've got sports literally 4 days a week. We get a lull on a Friday afternoon where he'll come home early and we'll try and like eat a meal all together as a family, because the kids, you know, have their sports from 4 till 5 or whatever. He's not home till 6:30. So, you know, there's just so much going on like any other family. And I'm so hyper aware that so many families go through this issue, and especially if you have babies. Babies are a massive cock blocker, and please excuse my honesty. I'm going full in on this episode, but babies are a cock blocker. Babies make it really, really hard, really frustrating for a mom and for a woman. When you are at home all day with fucking kids, you feel totally tapped out by the time your partner gets home. You do not feel like being touched because you've literally had someone on you all day, and that's the thing they can't comprehend. And I'm not saying that dads... That they aren't capable. I'm not saying that they're not kind and compassionate and empathetic towards us when we're feeling like not being physical. But this is a conversation I have with a girlfriend often, because I feel totally tapped out, and I feel like someone's been on me all day, and I feel gross, and I want to have a shower, and I just want 10 minutes alone. And I don't often get 10 minutes alone until we hop into bed at, you know, 9:30 at night. And for me, I'm like exhausted, totally disconnected from wanting intimacy, and I do find it really hard. So I totally resonate with that question, and I appreciate that you asked it, because I feel like a lot of other women would resonate too. And do I have any tips? I think, first of all, find what works for you. So one thing that I'm doing at the moment is reading The 5 Love Languages by Gary Chapman, and that has been profound in me shifting perspective for what my husband needs and what he needs from me. I'm halfway through, so I'm not finished yet. It's something I have been meaning to read for probably 5 years since I heard about it, but I just never put it into action. But now I'm in, and it has been a really, really good way of making conscious decisions towards improving our relationship constantly, because my biggest goal with my marriage is that I want to evolve and grow together. I never, ever want to grow apart. And to do that, like growing and evolving as our own selves and as humans, we need to do the work. So you actually need to acknowledge what's not working and make changes and in your everyday life and create sustainable habits for it to be a positive outcome, if that makes sense. This is totally off the cuff, so I do apologize if I'm going on a bit of a tangent here. But my biggest tip is find time where the two of you can spend together. And I'm not talking about sitting in front of the television and watching a movie together. I'm talking about time where you can actually have a conversation and connect with each other. Intentionally created as a habit between us is whether I'm getting up at 5 to go and train, I'm home by 6 a.m. and he would normally train about 6:15. And for me walking in the door or me waking up at 6:00, I get up and make our coffees, or he'll get up and make our coffees if I'm like slept in or whatever. And we spend, because Jesse and Lola don't normally wait till about 6:30, whether it's 5 minutes or it's 20 minutes, just we both sit up in bed and we talk about what's happening for the day. We talk about how we slept. We talk about our dreams. Like, we just talk about so many things, and our minds are so fresh and sharp, and it's such a nice, peaceful time for us. And for me, it really hosts that connection that I feel like by the end of the day, when I'm totally tapped out and disconnected, I feel like I haven't got throughout the day. So I do get that first thing in the morning, and that's been really, really nice to just have that time together. The next thing I would obviously suggest what I just did, which is the Gary Chapman book. Go and get that, have a read. But discovering your love languages and being able to work on your relationship, knowing what your partner's needs and desires are within him, will really enable you to make choices informed and come from a place of love whenever you're firstly feeling that disconnection or feeling tapped out and he's coming on to you and you're just like, ugh, I just don't want to. Or, you know, you're craving that intimacy from him and he's not giving it back to you. Like, there's a reason why, and the both of you maybe need to go inward on that. Another final thing is I'm really blessed to have so much support locally in terms of my family live really close. So, but if you don't have family and you have a casual babysitter, or you haven't got a babysitter but you have a service that you could jump on board with and hire a casual babysitter, someone that can be consistent for your children to be in the care of for a couple of hours, once a fortnight, once a month, whatever works for you. You need to find what works for you and what's going to be convenient for your lifestyle. But finding that space in both of your diaries where you can go and have a meal together, whether that is at 7 o'clock in the morning and it includes a walk-in breakfast, or whether that is a late lunch, or whether it's at 10 o'clock till 12 o'clock one Saturday where you can go and do a class together or go and do something that would light both of you up, or just go and sit on the fucking beach. Like, just be together without your phones, without the TV, without the kids, without all of these big distractions that are causing this massive disconnect. Make the space in your lifestyles to introduce that small opportunity or window of connection, and I guarantee that you'll start to feel those sparks again, because it's something that we did a little while ago and it felt so good just to go. It's every second Thursday night. My mum has the kids, my babies, when the girls go back to their mums, or sorry, the night before the girls come back from their mums. Wait, I can't remember which one it is. Anyway, and, it's just a really nice way to close out the week or start the weekend with the four kids, and we just get that connection from each other and some time together. So my babies stay overnight at my mum's, but I know that that's not the option for everyone. So if you do have someone that you can trust your kids to be around for a couple of hours and just find that window, would be a beautiful opportunity for connection with your partner. One more tip, one more thing, and I think this is really important to remember. We make time for what's important. So if it's not working right now and finding intimacy is really, really hard, and finding that balance between work, mum life, wife life, and, you know, everything around that we expose ourselves to and introduce in our everyday living that makes us so chaotically busy that we don't have time to find intimacy with our partners, make it a priority. Something might have to give, you might have to let go of something, but you do need to make that sacrifice, because your relationship is as important as the one that you host with yourself and the one that you hold with your children. Your marriage is that, of that level of importance, and really honoring that and just going back to the version of yourself that fell in love with your partner and honor that woman who showed up for him before kids. I hope that one answered your question, and I hope that gives you some support, lovely. Do you want any more kids? Okay, this is a bit of a complicated answer, because I, as I've just said, two stepdaughters, two babies. If I didn't have the girls in my life, I don't think I would hesitate to have a third baby. I did not enjoy pregnancy, but I actually love the newborn stage. I love it so, so much, and I miss it so, so much. And every time I see a newborn, I'm like, oh, I'd love one more, but I do not want five children. And the girls are my girls, and I include them as my four kids when they're all together. I do share them, so that does, you know, provide a bit of a disconnect between, you know, them having two households and things. So half the time, sure, I have two babies and I would love a third, but then the other half, when it is four kids, it is another level of chaos. So no, I have closed that door, and I have made the total decision that I am super comfortable with, and I have confirmed with my husband that we are not having more children. We have no intention of having more children. It's not something for our family that we want. We are really looking forward to the future couple of years ahead where the babies aren't so much babies anymore, and they are, you know, able to do things like put themselves in their car seats and buckle up their seatbelt and, you know, feed themselves their dinner with a knife and fork. And like, I'm not talking I want them to be teenagers and leaving me, but I just mean this baby stage, having them 18 months apart, what I didn't consider when I did that, I thought it would be awesome when they're older and they'll be best mates, but what I didn't consider is it kind of is like, and please don't come at me twin mamas, but it is kind of like, for me, in my experience, I feel like this is quite close to having twins, because but they're at different ages of development. So, you know, there's resistance all the time and conflict all the time, and it's hard. So yeah, I am done having kids. In another life, maybe I would have had a third, but in this one, no. I'm happy with my four healthy, beautiful children, two of whom I share and two of who are with me every single day. Is how do you stay motivated? I'm in Melbourne and in lockdown. Okay, firstly, I'm so, so sorry that you are struggling right now, and I can't imagine what you're going through. And please know that my inbox is always open if you just need a chat. And I would even video call just for a girlfriend on the other end of the line to have a talk to. So please feel free to reach out if that's you listening that asked this question. Now, to stay for motivation purposes, I think that it was really important to understand that females with our menstrual cycles, this heavily impacts our ability to be switched on in terms of training. So when I have, you know, when you have your period and you're not feeling awesome and you've overtired and you've got cramps and you feel that pull and resistance towards exercise, And some of us know to just go with that now and go for a walk or do some yoga and take things a little bit lighter. Like, but then there's so many women that don't understand how to do that. So that's a really important thing to remember, is that we do have a cycle, and we will usually be motivated in particular weeks of our cycle or days of our cycle. The other thing is there's a difference between motivation and discipline. And discipline is what you need to have, and you need to make a commitment to yourself. You need to think about the future and what you want for your future self. And do you want to look back next week and go, oh, that's another week where I did fuck all, or this is a week where I nailed it and I went, you know, I moved through the heavy emotions, that I moved through what I thought I couldn't do, and I just got stuck in and got it done, because I know that my future self always wants me to get stuck in and get shit done, and I'll feel awesome and rewarded and satisfied and fulfilled if I can look back on the week prior and know that I did that, or even the day prior. When I sit around and do fuck all, I feel like shit. And I am so angry and disappointed in myself. And that's not for everyone. A lot of people are happy to chill out and, you know, have Netflix days and stuff like that. And I love that for you. That was me 10 years ago. But now that's not enough for me. I like to be organized. It makes me feel good. I like to exercise. It makes me feel good. I like to know that I am on track with my goals. That makes me feel really good. So be disciplined with your decisions. Back yourself and say, no, even if I don't feel like this right now, that's okay. But I might feel like this. You know, I might feel awesome after I do this, and I can, you know, pretty much guarantee that you would feel awesome after you move your body in any way, shape or form. I feel like you were talking about motivation in terms of exercise. I just realized that you might not have been, but if that was it, then I hope I answered that question okay for you. Okay, next question. Friendships, setting boundaries, removing toxic friends, finding new friends as we age with different lifestyles, etc. Okay, this is a big conversation and one that I don't think I can cover in just one like Q&A style episode. So I might do another solo episode on this and take some points from this episode though. Basically, with friendships, I have gone in and out. I have had best friends. I have had friends fade. I have had friends that have really hurt me. I have disconnected myself from friends. I have literally been in any friendship of level of toxicity that you can imagine, I've experienced it. And the biggest thing that I've learned is setting boundaries is so healthy. And if you no longer feel like you align with someone, or you feel like you're outgrowing a person and who they are and what they're here to be, you don't have to apologize for that. The biggest mistakes I think that we make in friendships is that we're apologizing for our growth. We don't want to leave anyone behind because we feel like we need to please them because they're our best friend in high school, or they were our best friend in primary school, or, you know, our mums are still friends, or whatever the fucking case. We feel that we need to hold ourselves back because of other people's expectations and their social construct around friendships. And I just think that that is so wrong. And, you know, even for me, as you guys know, changing the narrative on what family means, I have a biological brother and father that I have nothing to do with. And was that hard to remove those toxic people from my life? Abso-fucking-lutely. That was really hard. But now I've set that healthy boundary, able to release emotions and the demons that carried through my early 20s, the last 10 years of my life. And I think that that was a really healthy decision for me to do, and releasing two toxic energies that I've really carried for a long time. So in terms of friendships, I've done the same with friendships. If someone doesn't align with me, or that friendship is the friendships are there to connect, right? Connection is everything. And if you are aligning yourself with someone who you are calling your friend and they are no longer serving the purpose of connection, they're not your friend anymore. They're an acquaintance, or it's a business transaction. That's not friendship. Friendship is about love and compassion and forgiveness and caring. And if someone doesn't have those qualities toward you, then, or you don't have those towards them anymore, I think it's safe to say that you've outgrown that person. But yeah, I'm just going to touch on that because I'd like to go further inward on that in another episode. So I'll leave that here, but I hope that sort of answered the question and narrowed things down a little bit. But yeah, I'll do another episode on that soon. Next question. What have we got? Do you enjoy being an influencer? Oh my gosh. I don't think that I'm an influencer at all. What I have come to realize is that I don't want to be an influencer in terms of what that means on Instagram and social media. So in exchange for products or payment, that I am creating content for a brand. That's something that I've really realized over the last couple of months is not for me, not because I don't align with those brands or products, because everything that I've ever put out, I truly believe in and I truly wanted to support. And I think that they are incredible brands and products. And I'm so grateful for the opportunities that those brands have given me in terms of working with them. And I've taken some steps recently to realize what I love and what I don't love. And what I don't love is deadlines and being told what I can and can't do. I generated the love that I have for this podcast, and that the love and the light and the empowerment and the joy that I get from holding a conversation with another woman, either on Zoom or in person, and what comes after that. So creating the episode, coming up with the graphics, and then I do all the editing. Nothing is outsourced. I do it all myself. And I enjoy that process from start to finish. But the most joy, the most excitement that I get is from having these conversations with women who light up my fucking world. Like, I love these episodes that I'm putting out there. And when I say that to you, I don't not mean it. Every next episode is my new favorite episode, because I genuinely love the conversations that I'm having so much. And I get so much from these in terms of being empowered myself and educated myself, and connection, that feeling of, oh, I connect with this woman, and you know, I feel like if they live next door to me, we would be best friends. You know, like, I just feel so connected in this space of the podcast. So I've really had some reflective time the last couple of months to know what I do and don't want. And what I don't want is to be an influencer on Instagram. So what that means for me with this podcast, I don't know right now. I do want to continue sharing these conversations and doing this work here because I love it so much, but I do not wish to continue the influencer sort of title space. So I'm not going that way with my personal brand right now. I'm not sure where I'm going, but that's not where I want to go. So I have realized that, but thank you so much for that question. The next one is, what's been your biggest lesson in motherhood? Oh, good one. Honestly, I think my kids are my biggest teachers, all four of them. So when I say my kids, I'm referring to my stepdaughters as well, because I do feel I try to be as inclusive as I possibly can in every aspect. They want to be included. They have told me several million times that they love that I refer to them as their kids. And that's something that a lot of people won't understand, and I don't expect everyone to understand it, but I'm doing what's right for them, and I don't do anything for anyone else. So I do what's right for my four kids, and that's what they like to hear. They feel connected to their brother and sister that way. They feel connected to me that way. So I will continue that until they ask me no longer to do that. So that is who I'm referring to when I say that. They're my biggest teachers. My goodness, I learned so much about who I am and what I want in life from them. Patience, surrendering, releasing. You know, you have so many triggers that come up with kids from your own childhood, and so many little traumas that pop up here and there. And it's like, fuck. Oh gosh, I have unlocked this memory or this pain. And, you know, I think that if we allow ourselves to feel that when we're being triggered by our babies, there is teaching opportunities here for ourselves. There is learnings and evolvement. It's there if we want it. So go inward on that when we can. But yeah, I'd say that has been my biggest lesson in motherhood, that your kids are your teachers, and they will teach you what you need to hear when you need to hear it, if that makes sense. Next question. Number 7, thoughts on macros. Oh, this is a good one. I think there's a place for every lifestyle choice, and finding what works for you is most important. So I do know with diet culture, and I have hosted conversations here on the podcast where I've had coaches that believe that macro counting is another form of, another avenue to body dysmorphia, anorexia, and addiction in terms of food and control and things like that. But for me, macros has taught me what my body needs, allowed me to understand what my body craves for it to thrive and to be nourished. And it's really supported me in that regard. I do understand that it would be triggering for a lot of people if you have struggled with addictions, or if you had struggled with anorexia and bulimia, things that where you have a need to control what you're putting in your body. I would strongly encourage you not to go down the macro road. But if you are someone that just wants to understand what food goes in your body, why your body's going to thrive with certain foods, and the volumes of those foods, then I would strongly encourage you to have a crack and just learn about macronutrients, and also learn about micronutrients, because we need those as well. Don't forget that, you know, you need a wholesome nutrient-dense diet to thrive at an optimal level. It's not just these major food groups that we need to be consumed with. It's the vitamins and minerals as well. But if you want to learn more on that, I have a really incredible naturopath. His name's Peter Mullen from Mullen Health. You can go over to his Instagram. He shares loads of free content there surrounding micronutrients and macronutrients. He also has his website, which I'll put in the show notes for you guys. So yeah, and I also have a couple of other people that I've worked closely with and coaches on the podcast. There's an episode with Dr. Kirsty Seawood that I am thinking of off the top of my head. And then Ashley Bowen from Warrior Woman Wellness, who does this work as well. So go and have a look around and just, yeah, educate yourself surrounding macros. Make sure that it's going to work for you and that it's something that aligns with you and what your choices are in life. Because it doesn't work for everyone. It doesn't need to work for everyone. But I've found that it's been a really healthy approach for me to know what I'm putting in my body, not have guilt surrounding certain foods that I'm eating, and, yeah, understand what my body needs to thrive. You would recommend. Okay, that's the number eight. So any books, as I said earlier, Love Languages, The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. I love Dare to Lead by Brené Brown. I love both of Katie Dean's book, who is a really good friend of mine. I'll put everything in the show notes, actually. That's probably the easiest way to answer this question. I think I've got two more. Yep, I'll put them in the show notes. So go and check that out and go and have a read of those books. Mine is Do You and Steve Parent the Same? Definitely not. Not at all. We are yin and yang. I am maternal. He is not. He's very man's man, but he's also so sensitive and so beautiful with the four kids. Yeah, we don't believe in smacking, if that helps. I won't lie. I have tapped my son on the hand. Jesse has this thing at the moment where he punches Lola in the face. So... So Lola is one and Jesse is 2.5, and he literally goes up to her and he will punch her fair in the face. So there has been moments where I have tapped him on the hand. I do not believe in abusing a child or, flogging the shit out of him. Like, sorry, mum, you're chasing me around the house with a wooden spoon. My mum used to put a wooden spoon in her handbag and pull it out at Woolworths or Bilo, I think it was called at the time, and pull it out at Bilo and like threaten me with the wooden spoon. And I was so scared of that thing. So no, I'm not threatening to smack children. That's something we're both on board with in terms of parenting. Things that we disagree on sometimes, we will always back the other parent. So even if I don't agree with him at the time and I'm feeling like, whoa, wrong call, I will not degrade that choice in front of any of the kids. We'll just have a talk later. I'll explain my reasons why and he'll explain his reasons why, and then we'll go from there. That's how I've sort of always parented. We worked together for 7 years prior to having kids. So we've always bounced off each other really well as in terms of business. So I think that has... yeah, come down from our business exchanges when we would bounce off each other in the workplace, especially about staff and making decisions about hiring and firing and that sort of thing. So I guess that's reflective in our relationship with having children now. But yeah, I think you need to just respect your partner, respect their choices. And even if they're making the wrong call at that time, if they're not physically harming their child, of course, outside of that, back your partner wholeheartedly no matter what, and then have a chat later and just explain why you think that was probably not called for, or let them do the same to you and be open to it, and yeah, move forward. And yeah, just always be on the same page. And I just think that mutual respect of you're both the parents, and just because a parent's coming in doing something you don't agree with doesn't give you the right to then parent a parent in front of your children. I think that's really degrading, and I would just encourage people not to do that. Any regrets? And if so, what do they look like? Oh, big question. I think my biggest regret is not honoring me and not loving myself and making a really long list of poor choices because of those two things, and not knowing who I was when I was quite young and making decisions that were impactful to other people and hurting people. I won't go into intricate details because of that involves too many people that I care about, but yeah, making really poor choices because of the lack of worthiness that I had for myself and not knowing how to process that. I wish that I'd had the information and knowledge I have now. I really fucking do. And I hope that my kids don't grow up with this lack of worthiness. In fact, I know they won't because of, who I am and what I stand for now. And the other thing is, probably my biggest regret is not backing myself and my decisions hard enough. Not understanding when I say no, I mean I don't want to do that thing or go that place. And not letting people convince me otherwise. Actually, really hard one to answer. I don't have any regrets in terms of like big events that I can think of off the top of my head, but I can think, I guess, of, I suppose, a long list of choices that I made over a significant number of years before I met my husband and before I had children that probably were not the best choices. And I wish that I had been a different version of myself, but I didn't love myself. And if I didn't make those choices, I wouldn't be where I am today. And so I respect that and I appreciate that. And that almost makes me not regret them. But I guess that's as close as I can think of as regrets in my life. I don't think that we should regret anything. I think we have lessons and opportunities where we can learn from mistakes. And it's important to acknowledge those. But I don't feel that regret would really get us anywhere. But yeah, I appreciate that question. The last question is, what would you tell your younger self? This is a big question. I don't know why I'm getting emotional, but I am. I think that I would just tell my younger self that the life that you dream of and everything that you want is coming. Just wait and be patient. I was so scared that I was going to end up alone. And I think that that controlled a lot of my choices when I was younger. And I just would probably tell myself that it's all coming. Just wait. You'll get everything you ever dreamed of, which when I take a moment to take in my current life and all the things I have, and it is the picture that I had in my head when I was like 10 years old. I remember it so well. And yeah, I'm just so grateful and incredibly blessed. Thank you all so much for those questions. If you did send them through, I'm sorry I didn't get to all of them. But yeah, I really appreciate it. And it's so nice to connect with you in a way on the podcast that I haven't really done before. So thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. Of course, if you enjoy it, make sure that you leave a review or share to your Instagram. I'd really appreciate it. And I hope that everyone has a beautiful week. Another episode will be up next week for a little more valuable content from me that you won't be getting on Instagram over the next couple of weeks. It will all be on email. So if you would like to go to my website, www.insideoutwithchris.com.au, and you can leave your email and I will be sending you through some beautiful recipes, little love notes and some workouts if you're interested. And of course, all the details on the new episodes coming up. So please make sure that you go and jump on my mailing list. I hope everyone has a beautiful day and thank you again for listening. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Inside Out. I really want to grow in this space and make sure these stories and experiences are heard. If this episode resonated with you, I would love to hear from you. Please leave me a review and hit subscribe to ensure you don't miss our next conversation. Please also join me on Instagram and let me know what you thought about this episode at Inside Out with Chris. I can't wait to share more with you really soon.